This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Vladimir Putin has secured an unprecedented fifth term as president of Russia. The Election Commission announced the results of a vote in which he faced no serious challenges and which happened amid the strictest crackdown on opposition and free speech since Soviet times. Putin claimed Monday the overwhelming number of votes he received proves Russians place their trust and hopes in him. Meanwhile, politicians across Europe rejected the vote as a sham and condemned Russia's efforts to stage elections in occupied parts of Ukraine that it claims is its own territory. UN says famine is imminent. A United Nations official called immediately on to halt the threat of famine in Gaza on Monday, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The World Food Programme and other UN agencies have released a report that says a further escalation of the Israel-Hamas war, now in its sixth month, could push nearly half of Gaza's population to the brink of starvation. Arif Hussein, WFP chief economist, says we have to act now.
In northern Gaza, famine is imminent, starting from now till May of this year. So it's a very short window to act.
Hussein says hundreds of thousands of people are at risk.
There are about 1.1 million people in catastrophic level of hunger.
If fighting continues and aid access not improved, I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations humanitarian coordinator said on Monday his office could not pre-position aid for those fleeing Rafah.
This is the entry point for all of our assistance into Gaza. And if there was to be an incursion, that would be that system we have, which is already precarious and intermittent, would then be broken.
This is VOA News. More than 10 bodies were removed by ambulance from an affluent neighborhood on the outskirts of the Haitian capital, according to a Reuters witness on Monday. As tensions continue to simmer pending the announcement of a new government, the bodies of the victims who had been shot earlier in the morning were removed from the main road leading into the suburb from outside a gas station, the witness said. Authorities have yet to give more details. After reports of other morning attacks in a nearby area, streets were practically deserted. Meanwhile, the country's EDH electricity service said several stations had been attacked and that cables, batteries, and documents were stolen. Lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday said he has so far failed to raise the money needed to secure a bond in his New York civil fraud case. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam has more.
The bond would allow Trump to appeal the more than $450 million he owes in penalties and interest, which a judge ordered him to pay last month for misstating property values to dupe lenders and insurers. Trump must either find the cash or post a bond to prevent the state's authorities from seizing his properties while he appeals the judge's decision. Trump's lawyers urged an appeals court to delay enforcement of the judgment, arguing the amount was excessive. They said Trump had so far approached 30 companies to obtain a bond, but that all have said no.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Australian officials are examining the threat from invasive fire ants. Experts say the aggressive insects can kill people and livestock and potentially pose more of a danger to Australia than rabbits, cane toads, foxes, camels, wild dogs, and feral cats combined. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Fire ants are native to South America and are thought to have entered Australia in shipping containers. They were first found in Brisbane, Australia in 2001, but had probably been undetected in the country for years. They attack as a swarm. Experts have said they're a danger to people, pets, livestock and wildlife. The ants lock their jaws onto their victim's skin and inject venom through a spike on their abdomen. Their bite causes a burning sensation, which gives the ants their fearsome name. Phil Mercer, VOA News. Sydney.
U.S. military officials at the Pentagon are working through all channels with Niger officials on whether there's a viable way for U.S. troops to stay in the country following the directive over the weekend that they leave. A high-level delegation of U.S. officials traveled to Niger last week to meet with members of the country's military junta to address concerns over Niger's increased cooperation with Russia and Iran. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.